2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic.
That slide on the stock market, we're going to explain it in two words. And those two words are Target and Walmart. They seem to have trouble predicting customer shopping habits over the last couple of months. So, Dave, I'm going to ask you straight up. Have you in any way, shape, or form altered your shopping habits lately?
Not that I can think of. As far as shopping, I've just kind of been biting the bullet, I think. In my mind, like when I go to the gas pump, I can't look at it. I just have to pay it.
You're not driving less necessarily or carpooling more. Are you shopping differently when you hit your daily run to the grocery store?
No.
For the fam.
No, I think it's, again, largely, I've tried to pare it down, and I'm not sure I can get much leaner.
Well, maybe as we talk through this, I'll prompt you on some, you know, to think of some things that you have changed, and okay. You haven't realized it. Because what happened last week to your 401k could be directly tied to what happened with a couple of big retailers. Which is Target and Walmart. And the bad news for your 401k is we expect more of it this week. I'm going to be like President Biden. We expect more of it this week. Whisper.
Whispering into the microphone.
Maybe if I whisper.
He's ruined
There's
it.
More bad news, folks.
He's ruined the whisper.
Like, wait till you see what Nordstrom's doing. Okay.
I'll be honest. It's bad. It's bad.
All right. So here's some good news. Let me start with some good news. Stock market's up today. It's up. Dow's up 663 points. Okay? That's 2.12%. We've been getting used to rattling off percentages. We never cared before, but when it's like down 18% for the year. Ooh. NASDAQ's up 162 right now, and S&P 500 is also up 70 points. So we are in green territory today as we talk about why we're in the red last week and probably for the weeks ahead. So let's dive into what's driving the dive on the stock market by zeroing in on these two places we love to shop, Walmart and Target. Let's start with Target. They were rocked by higher than anticipated shipping costs, which was revealed in their earnings reports, right? Which shipping costs, they go higher. Well, it's not. Does it take a rocket scientist to figure out? It digs into profits.
Oh, absolutely. And you look at the cost of diesel right now. If you and I are paying $4.59 a gallon, diesel is well over $5 a gallon. And when you start looking at different states at – I'm trying to remember what it was in California, but it's something like $7, $7.50 for a gallon of gas in California. I mean, just brutal. So yes, shipping costs, I buy that 100%.
So I know we have a lot of folks who drive semis listening. So if you can, it's safe to do so. Text us at the KSL text line 57500 and tell us what the price was, the cost of your last fill up was. Because I've heard some outrageous numbers. And there's nothing like confirming outrageous numbers via text line anonymously. But text us, 57500. Let me know what the cost of your last fill-up was as we talk about Target and Walmart and what happened with the slide on the stock market. Okay, it wasn't just the shipping costs, though. And those are costs you and I, we don't have a lot of control over that, right? I mean,
right.
So Target also, according to reports, miscalculated our thirst to buy. and got stuck with leftover televisions, appliances, and furniture. So this is where I want to ask you, Dave. In the last couple of months, have you bought anything? Like, have you bought a new mixer for your wife? Have you,
no.
You know, or for you? Or
no.
Have you bought a new air fryer?
Nope.
Have you bought a new oven?
Nope.
How about a big screen TV that you've always wanted to watch NASCAR on?
Nope. Nope. NASCAR? My goodness. It's like you don't know me at all. Not the NASCAR guy, Deb. Not the car guy.
How about a big sofa?
How about some good Formula One racing, Dave? Have you been enjoying some good Formula One racing?
How about a sofa for your fam?
Nope,
have you bought
no
one of those?
Sofa.
Okay, so that you're the problem. You have changed your shopping habits.
I'm not buying anything that's not an essential
right now. Because I bet you when you got that big stimulus check, you were out there looking for a new sofa. You were probably out looking for a brand new TV.
That's true. Yep.
75-inch.
Yep. We did. We got a 75-incher.
I thought I was lying. Okay. So Target, that explained. All right. We're explaining the slide in the stock market, which equals a slide in your 401k that Dave's telling you not to look at. Let's move on to Walmart. What's the issue with Walmart? So their stock slide last week helped contribute to that near 1,200-point sell-off. And we're expecting more earnings reports this week, and that's why I think it's important to talk about this so we understand what's coming at us. What's up with Walmart? Well, unexpected food and fuel costs.
Yep.
Too much staff, Dave. They've overstaffed.
Because we were in a spending spree. We overstimulated the market. We know this. We understand this. But when we did get that stimulus money, when we got the relief, we were spendy. And we were asked to be spendy, right? That was the purpose of the stimulus check. It was not to pay off credit card debt. It was not to save for a rainy day. It was saying, you know what? We need to keep people employed. Go to Target. Go to Walmart. Buy some stuff.
Apparently too much staff there as well. Like I just said, we just got a text from one of our listeners who texted and we asked for, hey, what was the price of a fill-up the last time you filled up your semi-truck? Here's the answer. 279 gallons of diesel, $1,495.44.
What? Well, hold on. Say that again. I gotta fact check this. It feels like we missed
79 gallons of diesel.
Okay.
$1,495.44. Just round up to 1,500. Can you just top off at 1,500? 279 gallons of diesel.
Wow, that's brutal.
Okay, so, and here's the real catch with Walmart, Dave, that I thought was really curious about their earnings report. They found that more and more customers are shifting to store brand. They're coming over to Team Deb, store brand.
Team Kroger, Team Marshmallow Mateys. We're not going with Lucky Charms, folks. We're going with the Marshmallow Mateys.
This has been a 20-year-long battle in my own home with my children.
Mom, can we get Frosted Flakes, please? No, I've got powdered corn crisps, and you're going to love them. You're going to enjoy them. Can we get some Cocoa Puffs for the love? I got some Cocoa Blasts. Cocoa Ball Blasts.
My children, my husband would roast me. Because you save money. Okay, I need Moms to Unite here. That's it. We're just going up against Team Dad. Moms to Unite. Have you changed your shopping habits? Like, are you buying more store brands and brand names to save a buck because of inflation? Are you doing that like I am? I mean, I've always been on Team Store Brand.
Shredded wheat? No. Sugar squares. Frosted sugar squares.
David, this is like you're a fly on the wall inside my own kitchen right now. This has been an ongoing battle. My kids will never let me forget it. I'll never live it down. At times they said I ruined them because
Can I get some Fruit Loops, Mom?
No.
Yeah, I got some Fruit Loops for you. These ones are called circly fruity thingies. Tutti Fruities.
801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK. Have you shifted your shopping habits since the beginning of the year? 801-575-TALK.
Dave and Dujanovic.
You can catch info anywhere.
But KSL News Radio is a dependable source.
We invite you to join us weekdays between 5 and 9.
Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon.
Utah's morning companions for news.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Dave and I diving into the reason your 401k took such a big hit last week. Might have had to do with Target and Walmart. There's some miscalculations by these major retailers. Target coming out saying it had a lot of leftover televisions and lots of leftover furniture because miscalculated our buy mentality. We've apparently like shrunk back into the shell when it comes to spending. And then Walmart, I thought, was a super curious situation there, Dave, where people have shifted, shoppers have shifted from buying name brand to store brand. It was part of the reason why their stock took a hit.
Are you surprised? Because all of this surprise me.
Yeah, because I thought people, really smart people, got paid to predict all of that. So things weren't miscalculated when it gets released. And wow, it was a whammy last week on the stock market. We've been enduring a wild ride now for weeks on end. We don't know where things are going to go. But I do know this, Dave. Nordstrom, Macy's, Costco, Best Buy expected to release their earnings reports this week. So brace yourself.
They're not going to be good. And what happens, and this is the cascading effect of these astronomical prices and inflation, and you can see how it's all affected, you know, the shipping and the gas prices, so much just points. And we're afraid to actually look down the road and see the recession that is coming. And we're afraid to use the word. And I think we need to look at it and be honest and say, okay, what got us there? Why are we driving straight toward it? And can we avoid it? I don't know. I'm not convinced that we can avoid it because, as you said, if you have too many employees, which is what Walmart is saying,
overstaffed.
If you're overstaffed, then what's the next logical step?
801-575-TALK is the number to call. The question we're asking is, have you shifted your shopping habits since the beginning of the year, since inflation really proved to be here to stay? See, I did not need to switch my shopping habits up because I've been buying store brand for decades. I don't dare buy name brand. I don't know what.
How can you purchase the Fruit Loops when the Tutti Frutti's are just as good and they don't have that obnoxious toucan on the front?
It's exactly. My kids have
They taste different, Mom.
Roasted me for decades over my tendency to buy store brand over name brand. 801-575-TALK. I just couldn't convince them, Anna, that, hey, you know what? They're cheaper. They didn't care. They wanted Mom to buy name brand. Anna Marie from Goshen, what's your take?
Well, what I finally had to do was I would buy both. And every other day they could have the cheap and every other day they could have the name brand. So I kind of made me feel a little better that I wasn't spending as much, but it also made my kids happy too.
You split it.
Have you changed any of your other shopping habits since the first of the year?
Yeah, I definitely, veer more towards the store brand. That's a lower price. And I look on the bottom shelves because I think they put things on the bottom that are less expensive. But, hey, I have to say, I do want to try that Coco Ball Blast that Dave has mentioned. That sounds kind of interesting.
You're awesome.
Maybe he should go into marketing.
Anna Marie from Goshen. You awesome bet. Phone call. Thanks. It's good to hear from you. Hope all's well in Goshen. Carson from Cedar City. I'm sorry, my eyes are playing tricks on me. I've been laughing so hard this morning, Carson. From Cedar Hills. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. So, Debbie, I'm with you. I have always bought store brand because it's just so much cheaper.
Yeah.
And it tastes just as good. But I was literally having this conversation with myself last night because even though I have always bought store brand, I've been going over my grocery budget for the past like 2 months. And now I'm looking at my two biggest eaters, two of my kids that get free meals at school right now are coming home for the summer, to have lunch every day. And I was thinking, oh my word, I'm already going over grocery budget. And when they come home and are not having that lunch at school, we really have to figure out, we're going to have to reorganize the budget, how it looks. I'm getting a little worried about how that is going to be this summer.
I hadn't even thought about that. I totally forgot about this. I forgot about the summer, and now they want all the popsicles, and they want all the drinks, and they're going to eat all my food, even more than they already do. Oh,
wow, Carson.
It's the snacks, too.
Let's yes, the snacks.
Wow. Okay, so we're talking to families about how they've altered or will have to alter their shopping habits after, you know, Walmart and Target came out last week and said, yeah, there's trouble. I mean, in terms of their profits because of rising prices, rising fuel prices. We heard from one trucker who said he spent $1,500 on his last fill up, 279 gallons of gas in his truck. That's cutting into profits. Our shopping habits have changed, according to Walmart. We're buying more store brand, staying away from name brand.
And I can taste the difference. I mean, Carson, you're telling me you can't taste the difference between the Marshmallow Mateys and the Lucky Charms.
Yeah, but come on. You're feeding it to your children. They'll eat anything. Mayor from Springville, good morning.
Hello.
Hi. So, have you changed your shopping habits lately because of inflation?
Well, not only because of inflation, well, mainly because of inflation. But if I am shopping and I see something and maybe would buy, if it's made in China, I will not buy it. They own all of our debt. It's just a mess, and they're the ones that are, you know, we can't get anything from there anyway, so why spend the money and support them?
So you're willing to spend more on, potentially more on American-made products to avoid purchasing something made in China?
Absolutely.
And I worry a little bit about, I appreciate the mentality. I mean, I love the idea of buying American. The problem is, it's a little bit of a trap as well. I mean, I feel great when I buy American. I want to see it made in America. I understand that. But what happens is it costs more to buy American because we have, I mean, look at what it costs for a dozen donuts right now.
I don't know. I don't buy donuts.
It's like $15 for a dozen
that
donuts.
Can't 15. Be true.
That is 100% true.
What?
100% true. A dozen donuts, it's not like, hey, $8 or $9. It's $15 for a dozen donuts because why? You're paying the donut makers $17 an hour, $16 an hour. I saw it at Krispy Kreme. It was $15, $16 an hour to make donuts.
Pick on the donut makers.
And it's not just donuts,
no,
right? Everybody's doing
price
this.
Price of fuel. I mean, we had that example from the trucker. We asked for text, and somebody texted in. It was $1,495 for their last fuel up of diesel. I want to take a walk down memory lane, Dave, over the next minute or so, because we do know that several retail stores have had to shut down because of issues in the economy. Payless Shoe Source, remember we used to have those around?
Uh-huh.
So they filed for bankruptcy. This is a few years ago. 700 store closures. Shopko. I just drove by the old Shopko in Murray just the other day and looked over, and it's still, you can still see the outline of the sign.
Yeah, it's like burned into the building. Yeah.
Yeah. So filed for bankruptcy in January. Closures in February. Yeah. Didn't find a buyer to keep stores afloat.
I wonder how much of this is like the brick and mortar stores. You know, is this just the trend going in for all the purchases being Amazon?
One place you could find me on a bored summer day was Pier 1 Imports. Pier 1 Imports said a few months ago that they were going to close all their stores. Yeah, and they're online only now. I'm not suggesting that all the stores are going to go this way, but we were already seeing this happening. Some major retailers were going bye-bye.
Yeah, sped up. No question, it kind of sped up the demise of a lot of these old school, I mean, legacy businesses.
Straight ahead, the first Russian soldier sentenced to life in prison.
next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.